Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is August 5th, 1951, and the title is The Fury of Savage River. Let's get into it.
Wild Bill Hickok! Folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's corn pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. When the Old West was young, there were times when water was the best friend a man could have. But water could be an enemy, too. And when the big rains came to Basin City, threatening to burst the dam and sweep the homesteaders from the valley, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles found themselves in one of the toughest fights of their lives as they met the Fury of Savage River.
A night for fish, Bill.
You can have it, partner.
You know, this here's the wettest I've been since the year of the big flood. Why, it was so wet that year we had to wring out our words before we could hear what we was saying.
Maybe we can find a dry spot in Basin City. We ought to be there in about an hour.
Yeah, I'm so wet now I'd have to take a bath to get dry.
Well, old Tony's barber shop is a place for that. He's got a real tub in the back room.
Bill, what'd you figure old Tony sent for us?
I don't know. But I don't think he just wants to give us a haircut.
No, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you and me was in for a couple of mighty close shaves.
La donna mobile, heavy malvento, la 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 la.
Oh, hey, Tony, doggone it, take it easy. That's twice you nicked me with that consan razor.
Excuse, I'm so sorry. I'm just so happy I gotta sing.
Well, if you gotta keep up that infernal howling, just don't beat time on my hide with that
howling
razor.
Howling, son, go to patata con gaitazzo rigoletto.
Oh, that's good, huh?
Oh, that's better than a good.
Well, how come you're so all-fired happy, Tony? With the rain pouring down and the dam at Savage River ready to bust any minute, it seems like folks around here ain't got much to sing about.
What do you talk? I fix everything up. That's why I'm sick.
So you fixed everything up, huh, Tony? Maybe you figure you can sing Savage River to sleep, huh?
What do you think? I'm stupid. I don't know what to do. I call him my old friend, Mr. Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok? You sent for him?
Sure. Mr. Hickok, he could fix anything.
Well, hiya, Tony. Mind if we come in and dry our hides?
Howdy, Tony.
Mamma mia, it's a Jingo and a Mr. Hickok. Welcome, welcome.
Tony! Tony, you loco beard butcher. You stuck that soapy brush right in my mouth.
I'm sorry. You excuse. I'm so excited. I'm going to shave the other side of your face of tomorrow. Buonanotte, Mr. Barrett. Grazie, grazie. Mille grazie. Arrivederci.
Well, gentlemen, it looks like I'm getting pushed out of the chair.
Well, don't hurry off on our account, mister.
Oh, that's all right. It's all right. Tony's too riled up to give me a decent shave anyway. Let's see now. I just want to make sure I got both of my ears.
Well, if you ain't, you'll sure have to buy a smaller hat.
So, you're Wild Bill Hickok, huh?
That's right. This is my deputy, Jingles.
Hiya.
Howdy. I'm Thad Barrett. Welcome to Basin City, gentlemen. Leastwise, what there is of it that ain't underwater.
Thanks. Looks like the dam at Savage River is still holding, though.
So far, Marshal, yes. But if them floodwaters rise any higher, it's sink or swim for the homesteaders.
What are you going to fix, huh, Mr. Hickok?
Tony here's got some idea you can stop the flood, Marshal. I reckon he figures you'll pull out the plug and the river will go down the drain like that newfangled bathtub of his.
Is that why you sent for us, Tony?
See, you're going to fix him, huh?
Well, it's a little bit out of our line.
Well, I don't mind telling you, gents. Some of the cattlemen around here figure Savage River would be doing them a favor flooding out them homesteads.
No, that's a no-good. It's a big country, Mr. Barrett. There's a plenty of room for everybody.
Okay, okay. Stop waving that razor around, Tony. Shucks, I'm sorry for the homesteaders, too. Ain't I lend them money to grow their fool crops? But if Savage River floods them out and they can't pay, I'll have to close them notes and turn the land over to the cattlemen. That's just good business, Tony.
No, it's a bad business. Mr. Hickok, he's going to fix.
Yeah? Well, it looks like you've got yourself a job, gents. And I sure wish you good luck, Marshal.
Hi there, Rough Riders. This is your old pal, Panhandle Jim. You know what I'm doing? I'm sitting here and eating those big, smiling, and sweet-tasting Kellogg's Corn Pops. Shucks, I don't eat Corn Pops only for breakfast. I eat them all the time, right out of the box, because the sweetening's already on them. But come breakfast time, I go for Corn Pops in a bowl with milk. But whoa, hold the sugar, partner. The sweetening's already on Corn Pops, and milk is all you need. And Kellogg's Corn Pops, delicious as they are, contain a lot of things that are good for you. B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy, too. Man, that means you can eat all you want. And that silver-like bag inside the box is really something. Keeps your Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And Mom can use it to store things in the refrigerator or for wrapping sandwiches. But best of all, and already sweetened for you, are Kellogg's Corn Pops. Kids love Pops, Moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Right. Now let's get back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
When Wild Bill and Jingles got to Basin City, the homesteaders were working on their levees, fighting for time, while the threatening waters of Savage River rose higher and the dam grew weaker.
Well, it's no use, Janet. The dam up there is backing too much water. It'll never hold.
Oh, don't quit, Greg. Oh. We're fighting for everything we've worked for. Our home, our crops, our land.
Whoa, Buckshot, whoa.
Well, howdy, folks. Just floated in to help you.
Well, bless your boots.
Yeah, we need all the help we can get. Climb right down and get your feet wet, Vince.
Right.
Steady, Joker. Whoa.
You hand me the sandbags, Jingles.
Here you are.
Got it. All right, keep them coming.
All right, partner.
There. You folks are sure putting up a good fight here.
Here, Bill.
That's it.
Janet, look. I think the rain's letting up.
Say, I think it is. Oh, Greg, maybe the worst of it's over.
Sure it is. That old storm's just going to dry up and blow away. Here, Bill.
Got it.
Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. Tain't gonna rain no more. Tain't gonna hail, tain't gonna snow. Tain't gonna rain no more.
Oh, look. There's nothing left of our crops. Only mud. Just gooey mud.
If the dam holds, we still got our land and our home, Jan.
Yeah, but without the harvest, how can we pay Thad Barrett what we owe him?
We can't. None of the homesteaders can. But Thad knows it's not our fault. He knows we'll pay when we can't.
Oh, horse. Oh, hold up here.
Oh. Speak of the devil.
Yeah.
Well, howdy, Greg. Howdy, Miss Wilson. I just want to tell you folks how plumb sorry I am the storm's washed out your crops. It's a crying shame. But I reckon nature is one thing we can't control, ain't it?
Well, we've still got our hands, Mr. Barrett, and our faith.
Well, they do say faith will move a mountain, ma'am. But you know, them cattlemen would sure like to get this good grazing land.
But, Thad, this land will double in value, triple
now,
even
please,
if we can...
Greg, please, don't make me feel worse than I do already.
Yeah.
Them notes is due right after the harvest, and there ain't going to be no harvest. All right, all the crew. Next, please. You next, Mr. Hickok.
How much I owe you?
A shave and a half card of 6 baits.
Too much. Okay, keep the change.
Gracias.
Don't it ever stop raining in this hole?
You bet your life is going to stop. You wait to see.
I ain't waiting here 1 minute longer than I have to.
I'll see your privilege. It's a free country. Here, climb up to the chair, Mr. Hickok.
Right, Tony.
Hey, I hear you call him Hickok.
That's right.
My show, that's a Wild Bill Hickok himself, in person.
You don't mean it. Well, now, ain't that just Jim Dandy?
I don't get what you mean, mister.
You know, I figured we'd meet up someday, Lawman. I reckon maybe you heard of me, too. I'm Stacy Chance.
Stacy Chance? Yeah, I've heard of you.
I don't think I like the way you said that. Just what have you heard, or don't you want to repeat it?
Are you looking for trouble, mister?
I'm always looking for trouble. I want to know what you heard.
All right, I'll tell you. I heard Stacy Chance is a cheap gun slick who likes to get his targets from behind.
Why, you...
Please, enough fighting a barbershop. I just sweep up on the floor.
Now, I'll say this for you, Hickok. You got nerve. But you ain't got no good sense not sitting there in a barber chair with your gun belt hanging up on a peg.
Yeah, I guess those odds would suit you just fine.
You know, you're right. I like the odds. The man who gets Wild Bill Hickok is going to be quite a man. And I aim to be that man.
No, put away your gun. No fair.
Stand back, barber. Take a good look, Hickok. Ain't nobody going to say Stacy Chance got you from behind. How can I miss?
Here's our Stacy. Oh.
Snap a towel in my eyes, will you? Come on.
Sorry to spoil your aim, Stacy.
This one won't go wild.
Help! Help the sheriff!
Neither will that. All right, get up, Stacy.
I had enough, Marshal. Let me alone.
Get up, I said. Now, let me tell you. Next time I see you, I will be wearing my guns. Now, get out.
He's fallen in the mud.
Sorry I had to spoil your good work, Tony. You know, you almost had him looking human.
You know, it's getting so a man can't take a bath in peace anymore. What's all the shooting, Bill?
It's all over, Jingles. You can go back and finish your bath.
No, I can't. Some maverick put a bullet hole in the tub and all the water run out.
I'm Stacy Chance. You sent for me.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Sit down. Say, what's the matter with your face? You run into a locomotive?
Save the funny cracks, Barrett. I'm tangled with Wild Bill Hickok.
What, so soon? Well, that's bad. That's very bad. He didn't see you coming here.
Nah, don't worry. I ain't done with him yet. Before I leave Basin City, Bill Hickok is going to be occupying a shallow hole on Boot Hill.
Well, that's your business, but stay out of his way until you finish our business.
I said it. What is our business?
Well, Stacy, I sent for you because I need a job done. A dirty job. Just your meat, I figure.
Thanks. Glad somebody's appreciating me.
But I don't want to see you no more after this. I can't get mixed up in it, see? Here's the money I promised you.
For this, I can do without your company. Now, what's the job?
I want the homesteaders cleared out of Savage River Valley. I figured the river was going to do it for me. I figured the dam could never hold through this rain, but it is holding. And them homesteaders are hanging on by their teeth and eyebrows.
Stop. You want to make sure the dam goes out, is that it?
I knew you'd understand. And it can look accidental. This rain's a perfect excuse to sweep them off their land once and for all so they can never get back on their feet again.
So, we blow up the dam.
Only one hitch. They got a 24-hour guard up there to sound the alarm if the dam starts to crack.
I'll take care of the guard.
Yeah, then do it at midnight tonight, before the rain lets up.
Who's guarding the dam tonight?
Wild Bill Hickok.
Me, Jingle.
Oh, hi, Bill. Watch your step. The top of this dam is slippery and a grease pig and just about as wide as a razorback hog. Glad to see you. Time for you to stand watch?
Just about. How's it been going?
Oh, dark and quiet. This old dam just don't know its own strength, I reckon.
Rain stopped.
Yeah, and there's some stars beginning to poke their faces out. Looks like the storm's really over this time.
Maybe the homesteaders down there can start sleeping nights now.
Yes, sir, if the dam holds. They ain't got a worry in the world.
Except how to pay Thad Barrett what they owe him.
Hey, speaking of Barrett, why do you reckon Stacy Chance went to see him?
Stacy saw Barrett? Oh, I didn't know about that.
Oh, sure. Just before sundown, I could see everything from up here. Spotted Stacy leaving Thad's place, hightailing it out of town. Reckon you scared him off, huh, Bill?
Maybe.
Sure. Hey, that varmint's so yellow, if you was to squeeze him, you'd get pure lemonade.
You know, I got a feeling I haven't seen the last of him.
Well, that's his worry. Well, I reckon I'll get back to town, Bill. Get something dry outside and something warm inside. See you later, partner.
Right, Jingles.
Hello. Who is it?
There's my calling card, woman. Recognize the brand?
Stacy Chance.
You better hug that damn Hickok. You make a pretty target out there. And if you lift your head, I'm going to blow it off.
Can't see him in the dark. He's off there in those rocks somewhere.
I'm coming out, woman. But don't get trigger happy. I'm pushing a case of dynamite out in front of me. Enough to blow you and me in his damn to kingdom come.
You're loco, Stacy. You're bluffing.
Am I? Hey, why don't you start shooting?
He's crawling out in the dam, pushing that dynamite in front of him.
Yellow, am I? I'll show you.
Stacy, get back.
Get down, I said. So I ain't got nerve, huh? Well, here I am, back at this dynamite. Now what are you going to do about it?
Can't get him without exploding that charge.
Interesting problem, ain't it, Lawman?
You crazy fool. Don't light that fuse.
Well, it's lit. You better start running, Lawman. You can't see how long this fuse is, but I can. And it ain't very long.
You know, partners, if you're not enjoying Corn Pops while you're listening to Wild Bill's show, you better stock up first thing tomorrow. Don't forget now, get plenty of Kellogg's Corn Pops tomorrow, sure. A new two-way cereal that's already sweetened for you. I said two-way cereal because that's the way you eat Pops, out of the box or out of the bowl. Dig in for a fistful any time of the day, but come breakfast, pour on a little milk and you're all set. You don't even need sugar because Corn Pops are already sweetened for you. And your mom will let you eat all the Corn Pops you want, too, because they contain B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy. Say, and take a look at that silvery bag that holds the Corn Pops in the box. That bag keeps Kellogg's Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. It's great for packing sandwiches in after all the Corn Pops are gone, and your mom will like it to store things in the refrigerator. Now, let's get together here and tell the folks who loves Pops. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Right. Now, let's get back to the show.
Wild Bill, pinned on top of Savage River Dam by the bullets of Stacy Chance, had only seconds to go before the dynamite would explode. As the sparkling fuse curled up close to the keg, Bill tried a million-to-one shot to cut the fuse with a bullet and snuff it out before it reached the charge.
That did it.
All right, Lawman. Lucky shot. But your luck's run out now.
That makes 6 bullets now he's wasted. If he hasn't reloaded, I've got time to make a break. I'm coming after you, Stacy.
I'm ready for you, Hickok.
There he is.
Come on, team. Come on, let's go.
Hold on there, Mr. Barrett.
Huh?
Where are you going with all that luggage?
Let go of them reins, you nosy varmint. I'm getting out of town before the dam gives out.
Kind of late to start worrying about that, ain't it? Now, climb down off of that buckboard, Mr. Barrett. You ain't going nowhere.
Get out of my way.
Ow, now that did it. Drop that whip. All them homesteaders are in the schoolhouse here trying to raise money. Don't you want to make your contribution?
You fool, I tell you, the dam's going out.
How come you're so sure? It's held this long. Now, come on, we're going inside. This beating the out of interest, you.
Let me go, you overstuffed hoot owl. Let me go.
Donna, I sure wish you hadn't called me that. Now, inside, I said. Meeting's going on. We'll wait back here.
Well, friends, I guess it's a lost cause after all. We've counted the contributions, and among the lot of us, we can't raise a tenth of what we owe.
Oh, doggone.
I don't know what we expected with our crops washed out by the storm. A miracle, maybe.
I gotta get out of here. That dam's gonna bust any minute. It's almost
so,
midnight.
So, folks, I guess we better have a motion to adjourn.
Hey, wait! Go wait up for Tony. What's your hurry?
Hey, look, it's Tony heading down the aisle like his coattail was afire.
Well, folks, looks like Tony wants to make a speech.
Friends, Americans, countrymen. Friends, for a long time, I'm going to make a speech, but I don't got such a good words. How can I tell you from my heart what I feel for this great free country? So I sing while I shave your face and cut your hair. I sing for free. Just like I used to sing for plenty of money in Napoli, in Milano, La Scala. What's the money? I used to think I was going to use my money and build a beautiful opera house. But not now. This land, she's for me too. You fix them up, I give you the money. That's all I gotta say. It's my money. I'm sorry I'm not speaking so good.
Well, how do you like them apples, Mr. Barrett?
Look at the clock. It's midnight. Run for your lives, you fools. The dam's going out.
Hold on, folks. It's all right.
Hickok, you're alive.
Yeah, and don't worry, Barrett. Stacy's not going to blow the dam. At midnight or ever.
Huh? So that's why this river rat was so plumb anxious to make tracks.
That's right. He planned it. But the dynamite from your ranch, Barrett, is at the bottom of Savage River.
Here you are, Barrett. Take your money. We don't want to owe you a thing.
And maybe you can figure out a way to spend it, Barrett. You'll have plenty of time where you're going.
Mushel. Maybe you buy a nice new sledgehammer to bust up all the nice big rocks.
Sure. If the sledgehammer breaks, Barrett, we'll just use your head.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, folks, that's about it for today. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another exciting story for you.
We sure will, and by golly, if it's trouble you're looking for, believe me, it just seems to come natural. So be with us, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir. Be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Alan Reed as Tony, Colleen Collins, Wally Mayer, Stan Farrar, Lou Krugman, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed.
please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.